This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Construction cranes have been a mainstay on the campus of the University of Colorado Boulder for many years, and that trend is continuing with a wave of new projects underway. Here to talk about new buildings and renovations at CU is Boulder County Business Report publisher Chris Wood. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
University construction projects have been pretty common, not only at CU, but also at Colorado State in Fort Collins and the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley. What types of projects are underway at CU Boulder?
CU currently has several projects underway, Erin. One that's breaking ground this month is a renovation and expansion of the McAllister Building on the East Campus. That facility originally was built as the U.S. West Advanced Technology Center. It's undergoing a $100 million renovation and expansion into the Sustainability, Energy, and Environment Complex. CU has also begun a renovation of the Recreation Center that will include an outdoor pool in the shape of Ralphie, the school's buffalo mascot. And other projects include construction of a new $91 million energy plant next to the Coors Event Center, an addition to a biotechnology building on the East Campus, and a new clinic for the university's hospital system, among other projects.
Wow, that's a lot of projects.
It is.
What's the total cost, and how does that stack up with previous years?
The cost of the projects that are already underway totals $229.7 million. That does not count the $100 million renovation of the McAllister Building that I mentioned, which is about to get underway. Amazingly, Steve Threet, CU's Assistant Vice Chancellor for Facilities Management, told us that the current projects are pretty average, both in terms of the number of projects and the overall project costs. Universities, I guess, always have a lot of construction underway.
So it would seem. Well, so that brings up the question, where is the money coming from? Universities have seen state funding slashed for many years. How are they paying for these projects?
I would say very creatively. The funds are coming from a variety of sources. That would include some state funding, student fees, grants, and donations. The expansion and renovation of the Recreation Center, for example, will be funded through the sale of bonds that will be repaid by student fees over 25 years. The existing $160 million Jenny Smoley Carruthers Biotechnology Building on the East Campus was paid for through state and federal dollars as well as private donations. So as I said, the university has been very creative in how these projects get funded.
Right. So you've listed about $329 million in current or imminent projects. I'm curious what else might be on the drawing board.
I think that university planners are always considering new projects. And one that was announced in the last 2 weeks was a 1 million square foot life sciences center. That project alone could cost as much as $500 million and would consolidate several different life sciences departments. Another project soon to get underway is a renovation of the Glenn Miller Ballroom in the University Memorial Center. And CU earlier this year announced a plan for $170 million in upgrades to Folsom Field, but no timetable for that project has been set.
Well, these projects must have an enormous impact on the local and regional economy, even if we're talking about an average year.
Yes.
Is there any idea of the total impact on the economy?
I guess I would fall back on an estimate of the economic impact of construction in terms of jobs created. That direct jobs would created would also generate another 2 to 2.5 jobs or so in the economy. So we are talking about a major impact on not only the Boulder Valley economy, but on Colorado overall.
Indeed. All right, Chris, thank you.
Thank you.
Chris Wood is the publisher of the Boulder County Business Report.